I do have a little display outside, and you can see some of the pictures that way. And also, I have my website on the back of my prayer card, and you can go to missions resources, and there should be a video link on there if you'd like to watch the presentation. It's about 9.5 minutes long, and it just shows you like some of the places I've been at in Thailand and a little bit more about myself. But my name is Adelie, as I said, and got it right, and missionary to Thailand. I've been on the road for about 4 months now. Actually started out in South Carolina, so made it across the continent, and God's been so good in protecting me and keeping me safe, and it's been such an adventure on the way, and God's been very good, and I'm blessed to be here. It's been so nice to meet you all. Interesting thing, I was in Florida when I called your pastor, and I just said my usual spiel. My name's Adelie Hopal. I'm a missionary to Thailand. May I come and present? And your pastor was so kind. He's like, would you do that? And most pastors, they, you know, interrogate. They want to know. And so that kind of just made my day. I'm like, oh, he's nice. So it's exciting to finally get to meet you all. I'm not Thai. I'm Filipino, third generation Filipino. My dad was in the military, and so was my grandpa. He was in the Coast Guard. And the neat thing is, being in the military has actually prepared me for what God has planned for me as a missionary. We used to live in Okinawa, Japan, and then after that we went to South Carolina, and then moved to Hawaii, and so getting to experience all the different cultures has really taught me how to adapt to different places. Also, my dad took us on road trips. We went across the continent, four times total. So California, South Carolina, South Carolina, California, and then a whole nother trip around. And so the long hours in the car aren't anything new to me. The only difference is that this time I have to be awake because I'm driving. And so it's just neat to see how God prepares you even when you're not planning on, you know, what you're doing in the future. I was saved when I was 7 years old at Maranatha Baptist Church in Okinawa, Japan. I remember as a child just thinking that I would go to heaven. I mean, my parents brought me to church, but I never knew for sure. And the Sunday school, not Sunday school, but children's church teacher said, if you don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're going to heaven, you need to go talk to someone. So I was like, well, I think I know I'm going to heaven, but I'm not sure. So I went to the back, and the lady who actually took me to a room, she took a few other girls, and these girls had gone up before, and they had already, you know, gotten saved, but I guess they needed assurance. So the lady actually took them through verses of assurance. But I remember, even at being 7 years old, I'm thinking, I've never accepted Christ as my Savior. So that day I accepted Christ as my Savior, and as I grew up as a Christian, God started working in my heart about missions. I remember being in second grade and reading about Amy Carmichael, and that was my little, you know, dream to one day rescue the poor children in India. So missions was always in the back of my mind as a child. But as I grew older, I started being more realistic. And when I got to college, I thought, maybe I'll just major in English and teach English in a foreign country for a while, and then ease into missions later on. But the summer before my senior year of college, my dad took us on a missions trip. We went to Thailand because we had some friends over there who were church planters. So we visited them for 3 weeks, and I got to teach English while I was there at one of the little public schools, and I just had a blast. It was an amazing experience, and Mrs. Frederick told me, you know, you can come back and teach for us as a missionary. And I said, well, I have to pray about it. So Mr. Frederick, actually, he sat me down before I left, and he said, you know, if you're considering missions, you need to know this. You need to know that missions is not a glamorous job, and that you're at the bottom of the totem pole, basically. And that you don't see people saved every day, especially in a place like Thailand. But if God's called you to the field, then there's no place better for you to be, and no place more rewarding for you to be. And so I went back home, and I thought about it, And he's another thing he said is make sure that you're not doing it out of pity for the people, but that God's really called you to that, because, you know, the pity will wear away, but if you have a love for them that God has, the same kind of love that God has, and he puts that in you, then that'll keep you going on the field, you know? So I went home just examining my motives. Why did I want to go to the field, and what was keeping me back? And I'll never forget that summer. Every single message, whether it was bot missions or not, it was just stabbing at my heart, and God was saying, go to Thailand. And finally, at a revival, the evangelist gave a testimony of his call to the ministry. And I remember God breaking my heart then, and I finally surrendered to go to the mission field. And so I talked to my pastor about it and started taking the steps to being a missionary. The first step was joining a mission board. And I joined BWMOM, Baptist World Missionary Outreach Ministries. It's a rather small mission board, but it's the mission board that the Fredericks are, the missionary family that I'll be working with. And also, my old pastor in Okinawa, the pastor that I was saved under, he's the assistant director of that board. And so that worked out nicely. And then I finished, that was in April, finished out my college year. And then when I went back home, we didn't have a pastor at the time. So it took a little while, but in August, they finally voted to be my sending church. So I have a sending church as well. That's when I was an official missionary, because, you know, you have to have the church send you. And then I worked at home for a while. And even though I was excited to be on the get on the field, I knew that God had me at home for a reason, and he had to grow me up and teach me how to mature. I worked as a secretary at the school. So that taught me like the background behind ministry, the business aspect of it, and I also got to sub a little bit at the school. And God just taught me, you know, how to not always be so focused on your goal that you forget to minister to the people around you. And so that was a blessing, being at home for a while. And I started deputation in April. And God's been so good. In South Carolina, I got there and I had some money saved up for a car, but it wasn't that much. So I was kind of looking for something, you know, that would just get me from point A to point B, basically. And so I thought I would name it my car Faith. But as I looked, the church in South Carolina decided to help me purchase a car, and they helped me get a Honda 2006. Honda Accord, and it's got a V6 engine, it's very stable, and they paid for 2/3 of it, and so it's paid in full, and I've got insurance on it, and it's by Miracle on Wheels. And so I decided, instead of naming it Faith, I'd name my car Grace, because so much better than I deserve. And it really just taught me that God wants to give us the very best, you know, and he doesn't and not to limit him with our prayers and stuff, just to trust him and to accept what he has for us, because it's always better than we deserve, better than we think. So that brings me to where I am right now in deputation. Thailand, a little bit about Thailand. It's got about 67 million people. The country is about the size of Texas. The two largest cities are Bangkok and Chiang Mai, and I'm going to Chiang Mai, which is up north. That area has got about 2 million people in its province, and up north is actually one of the poorest areas, but it's a good place for me to start as a new missionary, because the Muslim population, you know, is down south. It's safer, and it's not that big of a city. And so I know that God's got a good plan in mind with that. The Thai people are 95% Buddhist. One of the people said it this way, that to be Thai is to be Buddhist. And they're very much more devout in their Buddhist religion than a lot of other countries. And less than 1% are Christians of all denominations. The other 4% is Muslim. So it's a dark country that really needs the gospel. But the unique thing is that in spite of all that, they are open to the gospel. You don't need to go underground to share the gospel with people. You can have a church building over there. The thing is that it takes such a long time to teach people about God because they don't have that knowledge, unlike in the Philippines, Catholicism, they already know about God. In Thailand, you really have to work with them, establish a relationship with them before they decide to, become Christians. But once they become Christians, their fire is so exciting. Their church is about, they started in 2004, so it's about 7 years old. And most of the Christians there are brand new Christians, 5 years or less. And it was like a New Testament church being there because they're so excited about reaching the lost and their family. And it was a challenge to me as well because I got saved at a young age, and I don't really remember having that fire. But being on that missions trip has really just opened my eyes. In Thailand, I'll be working with the Frederick family. I'll be helping them with their children's ministry. Eventually, he wants me to help them come up with some Sunday school material specifically geared towards the Thai people. And then I'll also be helping with their music ministry. I minored in music in college. My major is English, so I'd be teaching English as well in the public schools. And even though that's going to be one of my main ministries, I'm not going just to be an English teacher, I'm not just a free teacher for sale. My ministry is to reach out to the people there, to share the gospel there. But teaching, the doors that are open in teaching English are just amazing. It's just they lack the manpower. I'll be starting out at that small public school that I was at earlier. And Mr. Frederick, actually, he teaches English at the college, and so I might have the opportunity to tutor over there. Also, opportunities to teach in the high schools are open. There's just limitless opportunities. And so I'll be doing that over there. I guess one of the verses that God left me with while I was considering missions was Romans 3:8, and that verse, part of it says, "Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it." And that verse comes from the context of the Philadelphia church, where they were very missions-minded, and it's just the verse just spoke to my heart because there's such a need for missions. Being on the road has really showed me that there's such a need. People just need Jesus everywhere. And sometimes we get so wrapped up in our little, living in Hawaii, I was like this too. We just get wrapped up in fellowshipping and enjoying fellowship with other Christians. But why are we on this earth, but except to share the gospel with others? And so there's opportunities all around us. And that's what I'm just hoping God will give me those opportunities and let me step through those open doors. And right now, Thailand's the biggest open door, the biggest opportunity right in front of me, and I'm very excited to get out there. So I guess that's who I am and a little bit about myself in Thailand. And thank you so much for your welcoming spirit. It's been such a blessing being here and meeting you guys. And the singing has been great, and it's just been an encouragement to be here. Thank you, Pastor, and God bless you all.
Thank you. That's very refreshing. Appreciate that. What a challenge it is. What a blessing to see young people like that are following the Lord's instructions to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature.